Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Clothes. This is a very special bonus episode that I am calling Holiday Outfit Extravaganza. As many of us are aware, the holidays are quickly approaching. Maybe some of us, our holiday season has come, but December typically just means holidays, parties, lots of food, hopefully seeing friends and family and loved ones. And for me, this means outfits. For me, holidays are associated with getting dressed up and looking nice. I wanted to make an episode exploring this. So, as some of you are very aware, I have been soliciting your stories and photos of your very own holiday outfits, past, present, favorites, fails, cherished memories, so on and so forth. And I'm putting them all together, and it's going to be this episode. So I hope you are ready to experience some holiday glamour realness. We will start with my inspiration point for this. So as I mentioned before, holidays for me are associated with getting dressed up and looking nice. This is most likely linked to, for me, the holidays meant seeing family, seeing relatives, and being brought up in a very WASPy background. For those of you who do not know, WASP, all capitals, stands for White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. So essentially, white person who grew up somewhat or very much under the Christian faith. And so for me, every Christmas Eve, we'd have a nice dinner and we'd go to church. And I think this is where it all stems from for me, where hopefully there's some listeners out there who can relate to the concept of church clothes. Church clothes for me are always involve some little black patent Mary Jane shoes, some little lacy bobby socks, and for the holidays, some sort of a velvet dress. With lots of lace. And maybe a little sash in the mix somewhere. Anyway, this is what I associate with holiday outfits. And from my childhood, looking nice for the holidays is still somewhat of a tradition with my family. Most people are pretty casual. I think as we've gotten older and we've kind of relaxed about it, and I think also as dress codes and dress expectations for people have gotten a bit more lax, re-athleisure, though I don't know that anyone's ever worn sweatpants to holiday dinner yet that I've witnessed. Anyway, but people are pretty casual about it, except my sister and I. We are very much those people who like to make a to-do. We like to get dressed up. We like to put our makeup on, even if it's just for dinner with the fam or just going to see relatives. We like to look good. I think also because we used to live abroad, and my sister still does. She lives at the other end of the country. And so you want to make a good impression. I mean, your family, hopefully they love you, and your friends, hopefully they love you. But you still want to make a good impression, you know? You want to look good. You want to leave them with good memories and be like, she looked good. She looked confident. She looked happy. Yeah. And so I'm going to segue into some sent in stories. Let me pull up my Instagram because some people sent me some stories there. And let's see, who do we have first? Oh, how slow is my internet? Pause for suspense. Okay, first story is from our very first guest. I like that I'm speaking in the third person. Anyway. Okay. I have not practiced reading this. We will give it a go. The lovely Miss Alyssa Newman, Miss Liss. And so she wrote in, when I was little, every year, my mom would get me a Christmas dress. There are snowflake and Christmas tree emojis around this. I feel like that is a very important part of this story. So, when I was little, every year, my mom would get me a Christmas dress. Something frilly or floral or red and green. Sometimes they were store-bought, sometimes hand-me-downs from cousins, sometimes handmade. and it would be worn when we went to see Santa and for Christmas dinner. As I've gotten older, that tradition has mostly stayed, though evolved to fit my now 29 years, but I still always get something really nice under the tree to wear that day. Side note, I feel like that's a thing that I also got was like, and here's a nice garment, here's a dress, here's a nice sweater. I remember I had this nice, like, aqua blue crop wrap sweater. My friend Michelle had the same one. Oh, it was so nice. But yeah, that was what my, like, nice Christmas Day outfit. Anyway, back to Alyssa's story. But I still always get something really nice under the tree to wear that day. Even better, we've started that tradition with my nieces, which is adorable. They are very cute girls. They each get a fancy dress from Nana and Yaya. That is Alyssa and her mother. Gifted on my birthday, actually. Alyssa's birthday is in late November, so it just, like, gets the holidays and the celebrations rolling. So gifted on my birthday, actually, adding to the sentimentality to wear to see Santa and for Christmas dinner. And now I get to be part of the picking them out, which is really fun. She's included some photos, which I will double check with her. Yeah, it's just really sweet. Just very, very sweet. This nice tradition of having something nice and then carrying on that tradition with other family members, with your nieces. I hope this isn't too much detail, but Alyssa's mom loves frilly things and girly things, and I feel like having granddaughters suits her really well, that she gets to get them cute headbands and dresses and things like that, and the girls are getting a little bit old enough to start choosing some clothes, at least the oldest one, and maybe they will continue to love frilly things, maybe they will decide that they only want to wear pants and climb trees, or maybe they want to climb trees in their dresses, who knows, but these are some really cute outfits, and I just think that's a really sweet tradition. All right. Next sentence story. Where did you go? Here we are. From another former guest, very short and sweet, from Miss Madison Weir. She sent in, my grandma used to make my cousin and I matching Christmas dresses every year. I vividly remember a green velvet number with a lot of cream lace. I mean, knowing Madison, I feel like this was very much accepted. Madison, if you need to correct me on that, you know where I am, but that sounds amazing. And also, I don't know if anyone else has noticed a theme with these stories about a lot of lace and velvet. If you haven't guessed already, we are all, so far all of the stories are about children from the 90s. And I feel like lace and velvet and like little sashes, little satin sashes and things like that were very popular in young girls' fashion. So I am not surprised that a lot of these stories involve frilly dresses and lace and velvet and bold patterns, because that was the 90s. And I don't want to repeat it with this current 90s resurgence, but it was great when I lived it in the moment. All right, and so a final childhood story from me. So aside from lots of jewel-tone velvets in my memory, I did have one sweater that I loved that I think I wore for Christmas, or I wore for some purpose that felt like it was around the holidays. Anyway, so it was this, like, faux cashmere or, like, faux mohair, like, soft gray sweater with this like knit in design of like little bears, teddy bears in white. I need to find a photo of this sweater. Anyway, the bears are like also sitting for a portrait or something. Like very, I don't know. I should know more portrait references. I went to art school. Regardless. So bears like sitting, posing, living their lives, and each bear had, like, a pink applique bow, either, like, as a bow tie or, like, as a little hair ornament by its ear or something like that. And I'm pretty sure each bow also had a rhinestone. I think rhinestones were involved somewhere. I was a very tasteful 8-year-old, clearly. But, yeah, I don't know if I actually wore that for the holidays, but I feel like I associate it with like being nice and like looking good and feeling fancy. And if I can manage to find a photo of this sweater, you better believe I'm going to post it. Other than that, I don't know if it's still a thing in public schools or schools at all, but like wacky dress-up week leading into the holidays. Maybe it's not politically correct anymore. I don't know. Growing up in the 90s, everything was very Christmas-centric, and ideally, schools have moved away from that because that's not how it should be. But anyway, besides the point, I loved like the wacky dress-up week leading up to the holidays and the school break. And I remember I had a big pair of what felt like sleigh bell earrings. So it was like one bell per earring, like hanging. It was like a drop earring with a big bell that jangled as I moved. And then they had these big, these big red and green bows over them. I don't know. I probably got rid of those. But I remember I wore them every day of the week. Because every day was a different theme. So it was like red and green, snowflake princess, jingle bells, reindeer realness. I mean, that wasn't actually a criteria or a theme, but imagine if it was reindeer realness. Ugh, I'd die. Anyway, very bold sense of style as an 8-year-old. I feel like that was around 8. So moving on to stories from like teens, adulthood, that kind of thing. We're progressing linearly. So you don't study fashion and go on to make your own podcast interviewing people about clothing, and not have a love of outfits and being a little bit extra, to play into my millennial generation phrasing. Anyway, where I'm getting to is that the theme of this episode is I like to dress up, I like to be a little bit extra, even though in my everyday, pretty plain Jane. But when I have an event, it is an event. We are going to get dressed up, we are going to look good, we are going to coif our hair and beat our faces and put on an outfit, capital O, period. And thankfully, I have some amazing friends who share my love of drama and absurdity, and they join in and encourage and plan these ridiculous themes alongside of me. So since undergrad, I've been celebrating New Year's with the same group of friends. Hey, lady hose and man bunny, love you lots. And so every year, I think, or at least for the first couple of years, we do it up, and we even have some theme years. One of the best ones was trashy and tacky. So to varying degrees of interpretation, I went tacky, but I just ended up dressing up like a kindergarten teacher. I put on a denim jumper dress that I still have to this day, and I love it. This like oversized, like butter yellow cardigan with like applique flowers. And I can't remember what else, but I looked like an overgrown toddler. So that was my interpretation of quote-unquote tacky. Alyssa did it upright, and she went full Jersey Shore, because that was still a big thing. This was probably around 2008, 2009. 2008 going into 2009? Going into 2010? Who knows? Anyway, the days of Jersey Shore. And she did, like, full, like, bra over the shirt, the bump, the straightened hair. Her hair was much longer then. Yeah, she went full out. It was great. Michelle, despite working in theater, not one for the external theatrics, but she made a solid nod to the theme, and she wore some leopard print tights, which we still maintain probably to this day. Not the trashiest or the tackiest, but like to each their own, a little flavor. I also feel like that's just something I would have worn in my daily life then. But again, to each their own. And rounding it out, Evan went full like a cowboy, so he had like a Stetson and I think like a cowhide or like pony hair, like brand, like Jersey cow, Guernsey cow, I can't remember, but like a vast and everything. So that was a very good year of themes. I actually don't remember we had any other themes. I think some years it was just like, bring your like glamorous realness best. So like cocktail dresses and like nice like vests and button-ups and ties and like your pumps and your nice tights. But I think as the years have progressed, we've just kind of doing our own things and dressing as nice or as casually as we like. And I won't lie, this year I've been planning my New Year's outfit for a couple of weeks now. I don't know about anyone else, but I like to mentally try on outfits in my mind, similar to Cher's closet in Clueless, where you're kind of like, boop, 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 what about that top and those bottoms? And you're like, yes, that's an outfit. The unfortunate thing is, in my mind, the proportions to my clothes are different than in reality, so the outfits don't always work, and then you're left scrambling a little bit, but I feel pretty good about what I have planned. There may be some sequins involved, and yeah, I just like to plan things ahead of time. I think it also, through like mentally trying things on enough times, once you actually like get it on, you're like, yes, I'm embodying my best self right now. In terms of other like holiday tradition things, I've never been big on like the ugly Christmas sweater, at least not newly made ones. I'm a bit old school. I feel like you should just go to a thrift store, shell out like the $5 to $10 for like teddy bears with applique bows or like Christmas trees with little fake strings of light sewn on. That being said, though, I am a massive hypocrite, and a couple of years ago, I bought a sweater that says, "You go, Glen Coco," and it has, like, fake cross-stitch embroider style, like, candy canes and trees and things. So I bought that online during a Black Friday sale. Honestly, I have zero regrets, aside from it being powder pink, which is not my color, but I feel like, being a Mean Girls reference, if it was on any color but pink, it wouldn't... Any color other than pink, it just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. But yeah, I've worn it every year, and I think it's great. This then brings me to another... I don't know if it's necessarily a sent-in story, more so me soliciting people for stories. My friend Michelle, who I have mentioned many times... Fingers crossed she'll come on the show. Who knows? Anyway, let me pull up my correspondence with her. Correspondence. So I saw a photo of her on her Instagram feed where she looked like a very beautiful Christmas tree with like a nice little like tree skirt and maybe some presents involved. I can't remember. So, I messaged her saying that I loved the outfit and that I would want to include it in this story. And then she was very into it and sent me a photo of her whole work team. And I responded with, "Amazing, thank you. Is there context? A theme?" And so the story goes, "We always have a series of contests and prizes at our Christmas parties. They added a festive attire category, so we all turned it out. Again, works in theater, I feel like if any workplace is going to turn it out for a costume theme contest, it's going to be people who work in theater. I'm just saying. Anyway, so we all turned it out. I have never owned a Christmas sweater in my life, but if there's a prize attached, I'm in it to win it. Also, the whole look cost me about $6 at Nardine's outlet, Tragically, I came third." And so I said, "Who came first and second? You look like a tree with a gift underneath it." The winner, her response was, "Hanukkah sweater in the front came first. Guy behind me came second. It said, 'All my single ladies,' but it had one of those two-tone sequence things where you could flip it to say jingle, and he held a flashy presentation." He had a flashy presentation. She also includes, "I only lost because I already won a contest and came in second in another. It's all political." Michelle, you are the winner in my heart. Yeah, it's a dope ass costume. I just need to say that. And I am not biased at all. No. This leads me to another story that was sent in by very recent guest, none other than Mr. Armand Bahraini, who was my most recent guest, or in the most recent episode, if we're being more accurate. So he wrote in, "I've got a story!" Exclamation point. Every year my girlfriend and I make a Christmas card. We always try to make them as cheesy as possible. Well, this year we had the idea to dress as each other, and I mean we went all out. I shaved my beard and she bought a fake one, plus I had my makeup done, which was a first. Our cat even posed in the photo. I'd like to remain anonymous. Wink. Sorry, babe, you're not going to be anonymous. And I will post this photo for sure. You can see my ugly Christmas sweater and all of that good stuff. And please keep sending me in your outfits and photos. Tag me in your outfits if you have a holiday outfit, or if you like find some photos, some old photos, and you think they're just too funny, post them, tag me, send them to me. I want to see them. I love them so much. Clearly I love clothes and fashion and everything and anything to do with it. And that wraps up this little episode, this very special bonus holiday extravaganza episode. I just want to say thank you for listening. I hope you are having an amazing holiday season, whatever you are celebrating, with your friends and families, both biological and chosen. Please, I've already said, please keep sending me your holiday photos. And yeah, tag me in your stories and your posts. I will share them as if you give permission, because I think these are great. As always, you can check out the site for show notes and photos at letstalkclothespodcast.com. That is also in my bio. That link is in the bio for Instagram, where you can follow me at talkclothespodcast or email talkclothes@gmail.com. Please rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcast? Podcasts? I don't know. iTunes. It really helps me to get the word out, and think of it as a holiday gift or act of charity in this giving season. And thank you again, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, shoot. Jess is calling. Hi, can I call you back? I'm just recording an episode.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you back in like 10.
Okay.
Bye. All right, where were we? Oh, yes.